Welcome to Darlene Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados. In an age where data is currency and every click can be a threat, knowledge is your greatest defense. I'm your host, Darlene Gresson Jr., and this is the podcast where we illuminate the dark corners of our digital world. Join us as we navigate the ever-changing currents of cybersecurity news, IT security, and the latest in the cyber landscape. Whether you're a seasoned IT professional, a business executive, or just curious about the forces shaping our digital future, Darlene Cyber Cafe is your digital coffeehouse guiding you through the digital noise. I'm here to break down the headlines, decode the jargon, and deliver actionable insights to protect your data, your business, and your peace of mind. So, fasten your digital seatbelts and prepare to embark on a journey through the ever-shifting world of cyber threats, news, and IT security. Darlene Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados, starts now. Episode 69, The End of TikTok. To recap this episode, why the US government is banning TikTok, why TikTok is a threat against our democracy, and is this the start of censorship as we know it? Now, with recent news, this has become sort of a priority podcast for me to make because there are a lot of questions and answers that were not really being answered and are not really being given. So why is the US government banning TikTok? Now, if you listen to episode 37, Why TikTok is Dangerous, you may get a sense even before all this occurred, there were some inherent issues with TikTok from the beginning. And I've highlighted that in that episode specifically. So I won't get into it too much here, but at the very least, you can look at episode or listen to episode 37 to get a better idea. Now, the point of this episode is to explain why the app is now getting banned and the how it will affect not just only the Americans, but the rest of the world. Now, I will unfortunately have to say this on record to erode any misconceptions by my listeners is that I have and always have a non-partisan perspective. This is extremely helpful for having honest, non-biased opinion about a particular party or leaning and stick to the facts and truth without smudging politics with what I discuss here. Now, cybersecurity does not care where you lean and will take advantage of you if you are ill-prepared. Now, in Washington, the House voted to pass legislation that could ban TikTok as both political parties in the USA, a nonpartisan agreement, as you will, has sounded the alarm over the video sharing app, TikTok. The vote was 352 to 65, which now the bill is headed in the Senate. Regardless who exactly voted for or against the bill, the bigger picture here is their claims about free speech. How will this affect all of us exactly? And why the hate for TikTok? To quote the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut, end quote, "Adversaries like China shut down newspapers, broadcast stations, and social media platforms. We do not. We trust our citizens to be worthy of their democracy. We do not trust our government to decide what information they may or may not see." End quote. Now, I personally have another perspective on the absolute truth in this, especially when it comes to the perspectives of free press in Western society. Now, this is just another conversation and topic in itself, which I'm not getting into in this episode. I will say that the United States government wants TikTok to divest or sell TikTok, or it will be banned from the app stores and web hosting services in the United States. It only gives 165 days to do this, which seems a little unrealistic to me for spinning off a company like this and its size. Now, if you listen to episode 37 of our podcast, you may already assume that my specific stand on TikTok. Now, I can tell you from someone who has operated in and around cybersecurity, worked within the banking, national security, education, and retail sectors. I can tell you firsthand experience how social media is good as it is bad for all of us. It certainly helps small businesses, helps influencers gain fame, but it takes away from the cold, hard truth. Who is benefiting? TikTok is owned by Chinese parent company ByteDance. It has obviously slammed the legislation and that it is interfering with American freedoms, but this is funny coming from a company held down by a communist government. For those who need a quick education on how China operates, all the businesses have to report back to the communist Chinese government, who in turn can gain access to all data for these organizations, which is really a slippery slope on the growing foreign adversary to the United States and democracies around the world, given their growing political stance. If you paid attention to the sectors I have been involved with in my past, there are some hard truths here as to why we need to ban TikTok. Why is TikTok a threat against our democracy? The biggest threat in today's Western society is infiltration, deception, misinformation, and the bigger national security threats. To see this in full optics, check out Douyin, which is TikTok's Chinese counterpart. Douyin is spelled D-O-U-Y-I-N. You'll be amazed that there are two separate apps, which is done on purpose. For an example, WeChat operates the same way too. There is one Chinese version and there's another international version. Now, why do you think this is the case? From the get-go, Douyin's features are more advanced. They use facial recognition. But the other key thing is that there is more educational content in this app versus TikTok. To me, it seems that Douyin is heavily moderated by the standards of the communist government, and TikTok is basically a dog's breakfast. Everything and anything can be found on TikTok. As the younger generation is seduced by TikTok, Douyin is heavily moderated, where young users are limited to 40 minutes a day between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. The algorithm is vastly different too. As I said, promoting more science, educational, and historical content in China, whereas the international version is not moderated and these silly dance videos are pure entertainment and nothing else. As the saying, "You are what you eat," should now be, "You are what you consume," video content included. Now, as you may, or hopefully are aware of, communism is not democracy. So having these app limitations are part of the communist territory. This is true. But the proof is in the pudding. Chinese government is exploiting these apps' access to our young and old generations, thus dumbing down our society with obtuse content, whereas in their country, young generation are aspiring to be astronauts, whereas here, they're aspiring to be video influencers. Let that sink in for a few moments. Like to hear this or not, TikTok is a weapon of mass manipulation and misinformation created by the CCP. As this app is still continued to be allowed to be consumed in Western societies, the dumber our society will become. Now, I won't just stop at TikTok. Our other social media apps have done a great job at social engineering our children into stupidity. Greater work needs to be done at the educational and parental levels. And this is very key. Kids and teens around the world are watching an average of 91 minutes of TikTok videos per day, which is now more than YouTube, providing ByteDance with unprecedented access to the eyes, ears, hearts, and minds of young people. They've literally hooked our children. Studies out of China found that areas of the brain associated with addiction light up in brain scans when young people are shown TikTok videos. Do you follow me yet? Research from Google notes that 40% of Gen Z are using TikTok and Instagram as their primary search engine. Now, the contrast between the US and Chinese version is a great example of why the USA and the rest of the world needs more regulation around social media, especially for kids. China would have never, ever, ever allowed this to happen on their shores. And obviously for good reason. But for your information, China doesn't actually allow US or international apps to run in their country. So many of our apps are banned or heavily watered down and monitored by the CCP. To really state that this is an infringement on American rights is a little two-faced, if you ask me. Just look what they're doing across the pond. Now, the next big question here is this the start of US censorship as we know it? Now, let's just go down that rabbit hole for a moment. The US government is finding ways to ban apps. Could this mean that this tirade will continue with the other apps that exist right now? Just recall what happened during World War I and World War II, handling of information. It is a new era, but the same old tactics. Now, for those who don't know, during World War I and World War II, there was they deliberately stopped giving the people in the Allies countries information as to what was going on with the war. They didn't say that war was hell, there was any issues with that, what were the death toll or the conditions that the soldiers were in. They just glorified it. And this was done through newspapers. So as we are slowly sailing towards an actual war footing in Western democracies, unfortunately, the writing is on the wall, and I have the pleasure of reading new sources outside my country or the NATO societies. Propaganda is running rampant from all countries, such as North America, Latin America, Europe, Russia, Africa, China, Asia, etc. There are always a missing piece to the puzzle, and we are only fed to push us into a certain direction. So why am I going on about this? To give you context, why would the CCP want to use an app to influence a population of an adversary? The CCP has been doing this for many years already. And don't even take my word for it either. The people who live and work in this world will understand without me saying anything more here. Deep within TikTok, there is an issue, a data issue, if you will. The US officials worry that the data from its millions of population could get taken by the Chinese government, unless it has already. This personal data could be used against their population, show videos that could influence their views, especially including the upcoming US presidential election. Even this TikTok CEO denies this, but would he really bite the hand that feeds him? Are these bullying tactics by the US government valid? Or do they simply just want to have a better control over the content their people use for propaganda purposes post-war? The bill actually states that they want to divest the app from the Chinese government control of the data and not to ban it entirely, which is fair, seeing as the Chinese government demands these same restrictions on apps being served in their own country. I can personally say, from the censorship point of view, and from what I've seen from this app itself and my experience in cybersecurity affairs, I understand what the US government is trying to do, and I can personally stand behind it. But I'm not behind manipulation, divisiveness, misinformation, and disinformation, which the US government and other NATO governments are also guilty for. The apps we use in our society should be free and open. Unfortunately, with the regulations, it's really a mess right now, and I feel like this will take more time and effort to finally mature for the data protection that regular people need out there. By completely controlling what people feed off of online, this is another form of manipulation which has been around for centuries, which, like I said earlier, the newspapers and media outlets were to blame, even today. Influence can be a hurdle to jump over, however, during these turbulent times where we are now pointing our nukes at each other, we really need to understand the full picture before we start pulling triggers. This requires the cold, hard truth, which is still being stifled because of all the global governments want control of their population to follow a certain narrative and keep us divided. My final note here is if you are a parent, have young kids or teenagers, please heed my warning. Setting limits or deleting these distracting apps completely will help disconnect from the noise they experience while using these applications. To my friends all over the world, keep freedom free. Thanks for listening to this episode of Darnley Cyber Cafe. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for weekly episode releases, because in the world of cybersecurity, knowledge is power. Oh, while you're still here, don't forget, there are no strangers here. Next time you come back to the cafe, bring a friend. I'll see you soon. Cheers.